In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg, and it's a joy to have you join us this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. If you have an opportunity to kind of sit down, maybe with a cup of coffee or a Diet Dr. Pepper, that's a good way to start the morning. But just whatever it takes to kind of refocus your thoughts, maybe, to start the day. With me in the studio is Justin Blake. Justin, welcome. Glad to have you.
Good to be here.
Justin is doing an internship with us here at Brookside Baptist. And you started that internship when, Justin?
So this is actually my second go-around. Did it summer of 2018 for those three summer months. I'm back now. I started in January of 2020.
All right.
And I will be here till at least the end of August this year, 2020. Not sure what my plans are totally yet after that, so...
It's a good thing you're not married, right?
Yeah.
You'll have a wife to worry about supporting.
Right.
You're how far in college?
I'm currently a junior in college.
Okay.
Almost a senior.
All right. And so this internship then became a part of your college plan to accomplish what? What do you have in mind concerning an internship?
Yeah, so to answer that question, might be better to start a little bit farther back as far as college-wise. So I came into college with the idea of, but really felt really called to go into ministry of some kind.
Okay.
And I knew no matter what that ministry was, whether it be camp ministry or basketball ministry or whatever, I knew that God's plan for this age, it's the church age, so the church is God's plan for this age, and whatever ministry I was going to be involved in would be something that would support and build and feed into a local church, or, you know, like in a camp situation where they're really assisting the youth pastor to reach the hearts of his teens. So I really wanted to get a good foundation for a couple of years working in a local church with pastors and kind of being in the trenches, so to speak,
right,
and really getting a good understanding and grasp of what they deal with on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year basis, so that when I am in a ministry position, I can better assist them in a way.
And so during this time, are you meeting with the pastors of our church?
Yeah, so I meet with every pastor, sometimes once a week, sometimes through different events or whatever. We're not able to meet every week, but
right,
that also is a really good time because each pastor has a different area of expertise slash a different calling that God has placed them in a certain position in this church to do a certain job that they are really good at. So it's been really unique to see the different perspectives on ministry that each of the pastors brings to the table. And really good to get all the different input into my own life. And God has used that a lot to direct my steps and kind of give me some clearer vision on the future,
right,
too.
And I will also tell the folks that are listening that our conversations have been instructive to me as well, because being much younger than I am, I'll be 74. That's hard to say without joking.
74?
And you're how old?
I'm 22.
22. So you can share with the older generation how younger people are thinking and the modern day thought and that kind of thing. So it's been instructive for me as a pastor to know how different folks of different ages
right,
are thinking. And so I've appreciated our times together. So you're doing an internship at least until the end of August, and then you're just kind of open to whatever the Lord opens up, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You said basketball ministry or camp ministry. Tell the folks how tall you are.
So I'm 6'9".
So obviously you love basketball.
A little bit, you know.
Okay. And your hands are like twice as big as mine. And so consequently, you can probably palm two basketballs at one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the idea of using the skills that God gave you, either on the mission field or here in the States, you've done what in camp ministries?
So far in camp ministry, the only thing that I've really done for an extended period of time has been counseling.
Okay.
I counseled at the Wilds in summer of 2019.
And for some people who don't know what the Wilds is?
It's the Wilds Christian Camp of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great ministry. They've been around for 50 plus years.
Right.
And when it comes to Christian camps, they're one of the best, in my opinion, from
okay.
philosophy, how they run camp, and their whole model for how to effectively help the local church is just unparalleled, in my opinion.
Now, you were a counselor for what age?
So some of the weeks I did junior, so that's ages like 7 to 12.
Okay.
And then for the rest of the summer, so that was 2 weeks that I did the juniors.
Right.
And then the other 7 weeks I did teens.
You know, when I think of a surgeon, you do residency and you do a little bit of everything. And it kind of gives you an opportunity to find out what it's like to work in the ER, what it's like to work in pediatrics for a month, what it's like to work in gynecology and all different kinds of things. Just kind of see what I want to be doing this for the rest of my life. I imagine camp ministry kind of gives you some insight into working with different age children and teenagers. Did you find that that kind of had a tendency to frustrate you working with that age, or did it light your fire, so to speak?
Yeah, so like I enjoyed the juniors, right? It's but you can only take so much crazy, and the juniors are just pure crazy.
I see.
Whereas the teens tend to be a little more, they like to have fun, be a little crazy, but they also tend to be more serious.
Okay.
And they tend
because they're beginning to adult, right?
Right. They're getting toward that stage where they're seriously considering life,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are seriously searching for truth. And those teen years, you know, from 13 to 18/19 are, I would propose they are the most important years of a person's life almost. Those years from 13 to 18, they're so very formative for not only the mind, but, you know, the body. And
yeah.
So if we can impact teens at that age with the gospel, it's really the best time of their life to do so, because, you know, they start growing up and then
right.
they become hardened to the gospel. It's much harder to
mm-hmm.
reach them with truth.
It's also a time that they are able to actually practice what they've been taught,
mm-hmm.
to actually see if the Bible is practical, if it does apply to their lives at this point. Does it have answers to the issues and problems that they're facing?
And you'd be surprised, you know, teens often get a bad rap, but you'd be surprised how many deep questions teens ask when you actually get them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wilds makes opportunity for that one-on-one interaction to take place.
The difference between working with teenagers at camp and working with teenagers in a local church is probably greatly seen in the fact that in local church, you also know their parents.
Right, 100%.
And you can involve them in that process and get their counsel and their insight, whereas at camp, you never meet the parents, and so it's just one half of the equation, so to speak.
Right. And again, going back into how I wanted to be involved in a local church, I've been able to see both sides of what it's like working with teens from the perspective of a youth pastor. You know, I've been working with these teens at Brookside for, this would be my fourth year.
Right.
The role of a youth pastor is critical, and I'd say it's even more important than that of a camp worker. But camp is so unique in that it takes these kids out of every single situation they're in, out of their stresses of life, out of their struggles, out of their parental situations, out of their what they're used to. Maybe their peer pressure, yeah. And it throws them into a completely new, fun, breaking down barrier situation.
Right.
Where they can have that ability to almost in a way think for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're at home and they're in the youth group, it's very easy to just kind of go with the flow with your friends.
Okay, yeah.
But when you pull them out of those situations and put them in a situation where they don't have their phones, that's a big one.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't have their phones. They're not with their normal group of friends.
Right.
And they're hearing the gospel and the word of God preached three times a day. It's just a really unique ministry that God has provided and raised up to help support those youth pastors in the trenches.
In your experience of working with our teenagers at church, have you been allowed to be a part of our youth pastors' meetings with the parents?
So not the one-on-one meetings where
No, I'm talking about as a group.
As a group, yeah, I've been.
Okay.
I've been able to sit in on some of those, yeah.
So you can kind of hear the youth pastor say, this is what we're planning on doing, this is what's going on, kind of getting some experience,
yep.
You know, just by sitting and listening and watching mm-hmm. to that. Okay. Has the Lord spoken to your heart about any kind of work for him in a foreign country, maybe?
So that's one thing that I have also considered, too. One thing that I think God is making even more clear the more time I spend at Brookside is that he has not gifted me to be a pastor.
Okay.
Someone who spends long hours studying and is very content just to be in one spot for a long extended period of time.
Okay.
That is very much not my personality. I can preach, but I'm not the type of person who can consistently just, you know, grind out 20 hours of study a week
mm-hmm.
back to back to back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always considered missions work as a possibility. You know, God has never really shut that out, you know, made it clear yet that, hey, missions work isn't for you. And I've always known / been aware that there's great potential for ministries such as a camp ministry or a basketball ministry
mm-hmm.
to get into countries that are maybe less open. And through those mediums of camp or basketball or something like that, you can draw in people into a church who otherwise probably would never even step foot.
Okay. Kind of like the front door, so to speak.
Right.
Okay. And as they consider what you have to say, if you have a winning personality, if they're attracted to the way you're living and what they see in your life, then it may open the door to listening to what you have to say about why you have a purpose in life.
Right.
Well, Justin, we have reached the end of our time together, but I want our folks to plan to join us next time because we're going to be talking about leaving our comfort zones and being open to what God may be leading us to do. Just to see if we're willing. May not be what God wants, but are we willing? And so often that is the way God works in our life to teach us to trust him. So folks, join us next time we're together and we'll get into that aspect of the comfort zones of our lives. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.